Good evening. If you would turn to Hebrews chapter 12. You know, whenever I've been practicing business for a little bit, some things that I learned is that, number one, things don't happen very fast sometimes, most times. Things aren't very easy, or they don't come easy, and it requires a lot of consistent everyday work. And so whenever I listen to others, mostly like mentors that have been practicing business for a while, a big thing that sticks out among them is that they preach patience. And then I was talking to a brother in Christ, his name is Joe Caesar. He owns a few businesses and does a lot of investing. And he told me one thing. He said, don't ever be afraid to be patient with things. And so when I thought of that, I kind of related that to our Christian race as well. So if you read with me, it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Now, the Christian race is not an overnight trip. It's not something that we can pick up and just put down anytime we want to. It's a lifelong devotion with obstacles, tough decisions, self-discipline, and times where we can't always see how things panned out. So because of this, patience is required, right? So it's not always hard to be patient whenever things are going good and everything's going your way. But it's very hard when there's trials and burdens and pressure and tough situations. So if you would turn to Romans 5. I heard a saying that to help see who a person really is, you put pressure on them.
Sure.
And so it says, starts at verse 1. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also." Now, that word glory is the same word as rejoice. In verse number 2. And it says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that the tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope making not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us." And so that patience and that tribulation that worketh patience and that works experience, which is proven and tested, and that word experience, and experience produces hope. But if you go up, it says, "knowing that tribulation worketh patience." That word "works" literally means to work out. And if you think about working out, you're basically straining that muscle to make it stronger. And so if that's the same thing, we need to work our tribulation works patience. And so whenever we go through tribulations, we're practicing out that patience, and it's being strained and it's being put under pressure that it can be stronger in the end. And so if you... At the end, it says, patience, experience, and experience hope. That hope, if you go to Titus chapter 3, matter of fact, Titus chapter 3 and verse 7, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So that hope that we are we're striving to go for and to are working out for our patience for is that hope of eternal life. And the end of Revelation chapter 2, verses 10, it says, it says, if you live faithfully, let me go to it. Yeah, there to us the bottom. "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." So that end that we're hoping for is a guaranteed hope. It's one that God has promised to us and that he has given to us, but we have to endure. And that enduring is not just an idle enduring. It's an active endurance. And so we have to work at it. I mean, we have to work at it. We have to submit ourselves to the word, and we have to trust in God, and we have to do it. That's something we have to do every day. And so we have to do that every day with that hope and goal in mind. And so we as a church family, because of this, we need to, or we should encourage one another to strive for that hope and to keep that hope in mind, because if we don't do it, then nobody else will, and then we'll become discouraged. So it's good to us as a church family to wrap our arms around each other and encourage one another. And I think it was Monday. dad was on the phone with a brother who's in Abilene, and he gave me the phone. And so I haven't talked to him in a very long time, but he told me to stay in the Word, and that was the thing that, the Word is the thing that keeps him going through hard times and helps him get through it. And so it was really encouraging because he didn't know my situation. He didn't know what I was going through because I hadn't talked to him in years, but he didn't need to because he knows that life is hard, and he knows that that's the only thing, the Word of God is the only thing that will help us endure to the end and get to that eternal life. And Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10, it says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Sure. So the question is, when hard times come, will you fold or will you allow God to make you stronger? And it's definitely a mentality, that something that has to go on beforehand, before we reach those hard times and as we approach it, and not always while we're there. And so I just try to provide some perspective on whether you're going through good times or bad times or regular times, to keep the hope and the goal of eternal life in the forefront of your mind, and to act towards it every day. And even if you seem to be going through good times, Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 14, he says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Actually, let me go down to verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So that means that there's always a room for us to improve, and there's always room for us to keep pressing towards the mark of God. So if you're here and you're struggling, you want us to encourage you or to help you as a church family, as we should, please come forward. Or if you want to have that hope of eternal life and you want to have that goal, but you're not a Christian yet, you must hear the Word and believe it. You must repent of your sins and confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and be baptized, and then you can live forward and have that hope of eternal life. If you would stand and stand.